Hello.
Hi, this is Shanice calling back on a recorded line with emergency roadside assistance for Mr. Hart.
Yeah, this is.
I'm not sure how we got disconnected, but I'm just calling back to continue. All right, so it's still not picking up anything, even when I changed the spelling of your name around. I tried to refresh my system as well. So we can definitely assist and help you find a provider on today, but if we do, it will be an out-of-pocket expense, and then you will have to speak with your insurance provider for reimbursement consideration.
How much that be?
It just depends on the service that you're getting, as well as the provider. What type of service did you think you needed on today?
I need a tow to the junkyard.
Okay, so the tow service, all right, so that's going to be depending on mileage. If it's something that's not, like if the junkyard that you're getting it towed to is not too far, let's just say 10 miles, it'll be
Yeah.
about 125 out of pocket.
Okay.
And do you still want to go ahead and continue?
Yes. Yeah, I can't leave that car on the side of the road all total, half burnt.
Okay, understood. All right, just got to collect a little information. May I have your mailing address?
To get here?
No, it's just asking me to enter in your home address.
Yes, 2011 West Toledo Street, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74012.
What's the year, make, and model of your car?
2015 Jeep Sport Cherokee.
What color is it?
White.
Will the car, I know, I'm sorry, I just have to ask, will it still shift into neutral or it doesn't even do that anymore?
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay, I'll just put it will not, just so the provider can be prepared.
Yeah, it's caught on fire. The airbags caught on fire, but the car didn't burn down, thank God, with me in it. When the airbag came out, it caught on fire. I drove there. It went. I got in a wreck on the 23rd, but I thought it will make it back. But yeah, it just didn't make it all the way.
All right, I just have to ask a few questions to make sure the provider is fully prepared. If it does not apply, then you can just say no. First one is asking, would a light duty towing be acceptable? The light duty towing is when they hook it up at the front of your car and they sort of just drag it along. Being that you told me that it was in like an accident and it's totaled, I don't think that's a good idea. You don't want to risk a part falling off or,
Well,
you know,
that's
anything like
fine. I
that.
don't give a damn. Just haul it off way how you want it, boss.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
And shift out of park. I put no so they can be fully prepared in case it doesn't. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, auto, snow, mud, sand, regular.
Right, and the service is not a result of, well, yeah, it is a result of an accident, so I'll select yes for that. Will the car keys be on scene when the provider arrives?
No, the car be over there on the side of the road, right down the road from me.
So no keys?
I can, he have to come pick me up, like, at my mom's house. I give him the keys.
Do you have a claim number, and has the police already been dispatched?
No, the police did not came on the, on
yesterday.
The, no, they, it happened on the 23rd.
23rd, okay.
But they, no one didn't came.
Okay. And no claim number, so. Right.
I got a claim number for the other guy's insurance. You want that?
No, that's not what I needed. I thought you had a claim number, like, from your insurance provider. It's fine. I just left it blank. Now it's asking me, will someone be with the disabled vehicle? So are you going to be there, or you're not?
No, I'm not going to
okay.
be there.
Just making sure.
Unless you want me to, hell, I need someone to take me over there and see.
All right, so now I just have to get you mapped and located. So I need the address of where the car is currently located.
Riverside, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Yale, or I don't know. Can you pinpoint me?
I can't pinpoint your location because you're not with the car.
Damn it.
At least I think that's what you told me. You're not with the car, right? The car
no.
is somewhere else, so I can't send anything out to pinpoint.
It's when you pinpoint me right now, it's like down the second entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay, so I'm not from the state, so I don't know what you mean when you say that.
Well, you from Chicago?
No, Florida. So,
Florida, lucky you.
I guess.
Yeah, it's
so
warm
I don't
right
know.
There.
I don't know how you would want to do this because we have to have an address.
Here. All right. What's the address over there by that talking to my brother Han.
Okay.
Address over there. Yeah. What's that? What look up at that greenhouse? Greenhouse on Riverside.
Can you just drive down Riverside?
Like, okay, it's Waterstone neighborhood of Riverside, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right outside of the main road.
Yeah, it's on the main road of Riverside, and the neighborhood is Waterstone, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Is it at Waterstone's apartment?
No, neighborhood.
There's more than, I see a lot of houses in that area, so that's not really helpful.
Here, let here, let me give you an address. Okay, I give you this address. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137 Waterstone, Riverside, Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, what's the address again?
It's Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137 Riverside.
All right, now can I have the address of where we are towing the vehicle to?
No, I didn't. I don't know where to take it to the junkyard, the scrap yard. It's total. It's no good.
Do you have the address for the junkyard or scrap yard?
No, I don't. I thought Towman will know.
No, sir. We have to put in that information before we can even send someone out.
Okay. Let me call someone and I will call you back.
No problem. Thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thanks.
You're welcome.